Etanesh Wassier performing the song Ambassel with French musicians Mathieu Sourisseau and Sébastien Bacchias on a recent visit to RFI's Musique du Monde programme. Etanesh Wassier was born in Ethiopia in the early 1970s, and it was the song Ambassel that introduced her to French audiences. It featured on volume 18 of the mythic compilation of Ethiopian music known as Ethiopique, produced by Francis Falsetto. He says he didn't discover Wassier, but he certainly brought her talent to the fore.
I met, by chance, most of the time, incredible talent. And Etanesh used to be a traditional singer performing in some dark musical areas of Addis Ababa. I met her in the 90s, after the end of the revolution, when the curfew was cancelled and now nightlife was possible again. And she was one of my favorite singers then. And she's still very active, and mostly abroad, because she were lucky enough and talented enough to deal with musicians from all over the world, and especially with French musicians.
A decade or so ago, Etanesh Wassier began playing with a French band called Tigre des Platanes with bassist Mathieu Sourisseau. She says it wasn't easy in the beginning.
Playing with Tigre des Platanes was my first experience of playing music from the West. I dreaded the rehearsals because it seemed very complicated to me. It took time, but after 4 or 5 concerts, I got used to it and it became quite easy.
She's an incredibly talented vocalist. Her voice is something worth listening. Her voice, her sense of fun, her power of entertainer. On stage, she's a hurricane, but she can also be an incredible blues woman. So for me, she has a brilliant future. If she go ahead properly, she can fly very high.
This song is called Bati.
It's a love song, like 90% of the songs on the new album. Women sing this song to attract men into bed. They say things like, "You're a king."
Bati features on the upcoming album Yeni Alem. It's the second she's recorded with Mathieu Sourisseau. But before her European career took off, life in Addis was very different. She performed in places called Asmari Bet, the house of the Asmari, where people go and listen to traditional music.
I used to work in the Asmari Bet. I started age 15 and worked there 7 days a week. It's okay to be a female singer now. Society doesn't look down on you. But the Asmari Bet have changed. They're there to do business, and there aren't many left.
We are also on business.
This song is called Minja.
Hagaru Yauna.
It's a love song, says Wasye, but sung only at weddings.
Marriage. Zota small من ترفقنا من جاء بتقدر طلعسونا ابو الكانو من جاء بتقدر طلعسونا ابو الكانو.
Ethiopian music has always tended to be male-dominated. There are female singers, but Wasye reckons there are fewer good ones than before.
There used to be a lot of female singers. Bizunesh Bekele, Aster Aweke, Aznekech Worku. But now with computers, lots of women are making music, but they're not necessarily successful or talented.
Except Gigi, she adds. Gigi is one of the most successful contemporary Ethiopian singers in the world. She works out of the U.S. alongside her American husband and producer, Michael Negagebre Hawayachiat. Wasye is now touring not just with French musicians, but with two renowned Ethiopian singers of the golden age of Ethiopian music from the 60s and 70s, Mahmoud Ahmed, and the crooner of swinging Addis, Girma Beyene, who was rediscovered by Francis Falsetto. Falsetto admits he hasn't featured as many women as men on the Ethiopic compilations. The series, by the way, is now celebrating its 30th anniversary. But he does believe women are making their way, despite the odds.
In Ethiopics, female representatives of vocalist talent are not that numerous, that's true. I mean, Ethiopia is just like everywhere. I mean, even if women are very strong, they have to fight to find their own place, you know. But I feel that nowadays there are more female vocalists than they used to have in the 50s, 60s, early 70s. Nowadays, especially, there are a lot. I mean, there are a few names like Zeritu, like Tsevenia Gabriel Marcos, and many others. Too many to name them all. Women have their own place. They are first category fighters. Ethiopian women are very strong in general, even if they are mistreated like everywhere.
That was Francis Falsetto ending this edition of World Music Matters featuring music by Ethiopia's Etenesh Wasye. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.
Zota smolat min tarfatna min jarbet katro tola subulgano betasar mejene begrafkoneno sonta yemile indit yallo sono sonta yemile indit yallo sono sonta yemile indit yallo sono.